And I'm going to go ahead and post this recording on our website. I'm going to put the link in the chat box. This is the website. We have the RFP up and the Q&A up, so people can reference this at a later time. So that is the website. So for our records, if we could just do a quick around the room of introductions so we know who's here. I think what we'll do is I will call on people, and if you could just quickly introduce yourself, and then we'll move to the next person. So let's go ahead and start with Katie Berry.
Hi, good morning, Emma. Hi, Bill. I'm Katie Berry, as Emma said, with McKinley Research Group, sitting here in beautiful Anchorage, Alaska this morning.
Thanks, Katie. How about Jim Calvin?
Morning, Emma. Good morning, Bill. Jim Calvin with McKinley Research Group.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for joining us. How about Barry Matherly?
Yeah, Barry Matherly. I'm with Hickey Global, part of the Hickey family of companies, including Hickey and Associates.
Great. Thanks. How about Robert Hess?
Yeah, good afternoon, evening, whatever time zone it is, up there in Alaska. So Bob Hess, Vice Chairman, Head of Global Consulting for Newmark out of Chicago. Happy to be here.
Thanks, Robert. Hi, Kim. Could you introduce yourself?
Hi, Kim Moore with Newmark, head of their economic development consulting practice. Happy to be here.
And we have AJ Temple.
Hi, everyone. My name is AJ Temple. I'm joined by Chris Engel from EY's Economic Development Group.
Hey, guys. Thanks for joining. And Rachel Weiss.
Hi, I am Rachel Weiss from TIP Strategies in Austin, Texas.
Great. And then it looks like we have one more person. Another Emma is joining us. Looks like her audio is connecting.
And Emma, I think I was overlooked. Everybody, this is hi, Chris Engel. I'm the Associate National Director for Economic Development at Ernst & Young.
Hey, Chris, sorry, I thought AJ kind of like joint introduced you guys. Thanks. Sure. We're glad to have you here. Emma, if you could hear us, could you just quickly introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, my name is Emma Nipp. I just started working at Newmark last week, so this is my first Bidders conference call. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining. Okay, so with that, I'm going to go ahead and hand things off to Bill Popp, our president and CEO. He's going to give you a little background information and some context about this project.
Well, good morning and afternoon, everyone. It's about 11 a.m. here in Anchorage. For those of you joining us on the East Coast, thank you so much for taking time out of your late afternoon to join us, as well as everyone else who's come to participate in this Bidders Conference. I am president and CEO of the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation, and we are focused on recovery efforts and forward strategic thinking for Anchorage from an economic and community development perspective. We are just a little background on our organization. We were created in 1987 by the municipality of Anchorage as an entity of the city of Anchorage, and then spun off as what we are now, a private 501c6 nonprofit business membership organization that in 1989. And we are one of the more active economic development organizations in the state. We focus quite a bit on business attraction, as well as developing business retention expansion strategies for here within Anchorage. But quite frankly, a lot of our work does also bleed out into the rest of the state. We're a small population state with just over 730,000 citizens. And every community is important to the Anchorage economy as the key business hub for the municipality of for the state of Alaska. The broader economy, as it rises and falls, so rises and falls the Anchorage economy. The project that we are here today to talk about is a EDA-funded grant project that we just received a final approval on. We've actually known internally through EDA staff that we were approved several months ago, but had to wait until we had the formal approval just about a month and a half ago. We are focused on using the $317,000 that the EDA will be providing us in the remaining balance to take us up to a $400,000 project that AEDC is matching to focus on an in-depth dive into both the Anchorage industry sectors and economy as a whole, as well as getting a clear sense of what is going on with our workforce clusters in the municipality of Anchorage. Like the rest of the country and the world, we are all dealing with the reverberations and the continuing ongoing impacts of COVID-19 and its variants that continue to sweep through our economy, just like they are in many other parts of the country and the world, with the Delta variant and potentially additional variants coming our way. We have learned some very hard lessons about the nature of our economy, aspects, for lack of better analogy, that were made up of straw, others that were made up of wood, and finally, those elements of our economy that were made up of brick and withstood and actually flourished during the COVID period. We need to understand clearly the depth of the damage that has been done to our economy and the threads that reach out and are impacted by other aspects that have been damaged across the state. And we need to clearly understand where our opportunities lie in rebuilding our economy more out of wood or brick, as opposed to the previous straw that some key elements of our economy were built out of. We look to cluster analysis as being a way to take a non-traditional look at our economy. We see it as a critical way to take a much deeper dive and to understand better the intricacies in ways that have never been looked at before in the Anchorage economy, and with a particular nuance of also carrying that in-depth analysis into the workforce. As is the case across the country, labor force has become a critical issue in the Anchorage economy. We are dealing with what we believe is about a significant shortfall in participating members of the labor force. And so much so that we believe that even though our current unemployment rolls tell us about 6,000 people receiving benefits in the city of Anchorage out of our city population of just over 290,000, we believe that there's a significant part of the population that has stepped off the playing field for a number of different reasons. And so much so that currently, based on using our Jobs EQ real-time jobs intelligence tools, there's about 10,000 jobs being posted in Anchorage right now. So we have a fairly significant shortfall of workforce versus demand. The other element that will be important to understand in the research is the nature of non-resident workforce in our state, and the elements of our workforce that reside in Anchorage, but are non-resident workers elsewhere in Alaska, and in some cases, the world. The oil industry being a clear example of that, with thousands of jobs on the Alaska's North Slope, with a workforce, a significant part of that workforce based here in Anchorage, just as an example. It is going to be a seminal report, if done correctly, and achieves the goals that we hope that it will achieve. It will definitely set the direction for Anchorage economic Anchorage economic planning and policy making, as well as deeds and actions on the ground in our community in the coming decade. This is going to be an important report, and we deeply appreciate everyone's interest in looking at this and potentially bidding on it. I think I'll stop there. I think that's kind of a nutshell, background on why we are embarking on this project and why the EDA feels that it was worthy of their funding. So I'll hand it back to Emma.
Great. Thank you, Bill, for that background information. So I think at this point, what I'm going to do is to share my screen just so that we're all looking at the RFP. So 1 second. Okay, can everyone see my screen? So I think we'll just go through the sections. I'm not gonna go through everything verbatim. But I think we'll start with the project scope and conditions. And I know that this is a pretty meaty section, so I'll just go ahead and open the floor to questions.
I'll ask a question for Bob. How you doing?
Hi.
Data. So data sets, data integrity, data quality. I heard you have jobs EQ. You know, one thing that's we're all struggling with in COVID and post-COVID is the quality of the data versus empirical data. So what have been your thoughts about, you know, obviously you can do targeted industry analysis and deep dives based upon existing data sets, but the amount of, I'll call it empirical research you do on the ground, meeting companies, things of that sort, what's been your thoughts on that and the value of that?
That's a great question. And I think I'm going to punt that one to Bill if he would like to respond.
Well, I think that this, that a good project proposal will encompass some form of on the ground element of industry interviews, as well as any levels of related workforce interviews that can be accomplished within the scope of the funding. But it is going to be important to understand the conditions on the ground in Anchorage, and to a degree, the statewide piece of it. Does that mean going to the North Slope to do the interviews? Not necessarily. Anchorage is the headquarters for most of the companies doing business around the state, and there is the ability to perform those interviews from Anchorage if, or from your current location. We're a fairly Zoom astute, Microsoft Teams astute business community. And we, like the rest of the country, are very wired. And as we are demonstrating today with our session today that we are undergoing. So yes, that's going to be an important element that we will be evaluating in the scoring process is the project proposers' aspects of how they are going to proof up truth on the ground.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Any further questions on the project scope and conditions?
Yeah, Emma. Go ahead.
I'll go then. It's stated in the proposal that this is part of a bigger process that includes additional things. Could you kind of just give us a feel for how this fits into your overall process that you're running?
I guess I'm not. Where does it say that in the RFP?
It talks about it being that this is part of a multi-strategic development grant from the EDA and includes overall parameters for existing business, existing sites, opportunity zones, workforce needs, entrepreneurship. I was just wondering how all that tied in to this
grant. Yeah. So I'll touch on this, and then Bill, if you want to add anything afterward, you're welcome to. But basically, since the onset of COVID-19, Anchorage and our organization specifically, we're what's called an ARDER, which is a Alaska Regional Economic Development Organization. So we have a network of other economic development organizations statewide, and we've been working with basically COVID mitigation for the last about 2 years now. So this is kind of touching off of all of the previous efforts that we've worked on really over the last like 5 years. Like we did a SEDS a few years ago. There are some other grant projects in the work with our partner organizations, like our local Small Business Development Center, that sort of thing. So this is the biggest grant project that I'm aware of currently. But there are lots of other initiatives kind of in the works right now that would perhaps build off of this initiative.
Okay.
I think I'd embellish a little bit, Barry, for the benefit of the group. You know, we are looking at this report in particular as a linchpin for identifying further efforts to acquire EDA funding, other funding that comes down the road in other grant forms, We're going to be using this to inform city policymakers as well as state policymakers and even potentially federal policymakers in future investments as the transportation bill hopefully is approved, hits the road, as other forms of federal investment and relief funds become available, as well as helping to inform the business community on their investment strategies also. And then how the intricacies of different incentive programs like opportunity zones, foreign trade zones, elements of our economy like the airport that are showing significant signs of growth, where does this research help to inform demand curves, needs, future outlooks in the coming years for new industry growth, as well as existing industry growth and strengthening, as well as areas where it probably doesn't really make a lot of sense to put significant investment into. We're trying to, you know, feather this out so that we get a much better sense of direction for where strategic efforts should be focused. And finally, if this research project ultimately cannot achieve all of the outcomes that we hope it can, it will set the stage for future applications for additional follow-on research, which we would expect the project proposers to be able to identify in their research that ultimately is delivered at the end of the project. So that if there are gaps that could not be addressed within the funds available or the time frame available or both, we would hope that, and we would hope and expect the winning bidder to help to identify those as opportunities for future research that we would then need to go out and seek funding for.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Hey, Emma, let me jump in. The first thing my research team is going to ask me is, what's the geographic focus? I've heard Bill mention the state a few times. I've also seen in this RFP the word, Anchorage, the municipality. Should we assume that you'd like to see as much data at the borough, the region, state, and even at the city municipality level?
That's a great question, Chris. Thanks for asking. So Anchorage is a little bit unique because our MSA includes the Matanuska-Susitna borough, which is just to the north of us. A large portion of our workforce commutes from the Matsu borough into Anchorage and then home at night. So we understand that while we want this to be an Anchorage-focused project within the municipality, we understand that oftentimes the best data encompasses larger areas. So if it needs to be the MSA, which includes the Matsu borough, or if it needs to be the South Central region, which would also include the Kenai Peninsula borough. As Bill mentioned previously, we know that we are a statewide hub, and a lot of our economic activity takes place outside of South Central in general. Yes, so we would like to see as much data as possible with an emphasis, of course, on the municipality of Anchorage as possible.
And I think I'll jump in here and just embellish a little bit. Emma's covered quite a bit of it. Alaska is kind of an odd egg, being the largest landmass state in the nation, yet the second smallest population. And so the intricacies of the economic clusters, for example, we have an oil industry cluster in Anchorage, but it's the headquarters side of a much broader industry footprint that reaches the mainly on the North Slope, which is 900 miles to the north, as well as to the south off of the Kenai Peninsula in what is called Cook Inlet. A lot of workforce resides here, but works there. And a lot of the economic impacts are felt here, even though the work is done there. So it's going to have, the majority of the footprint of the work is going to be within the municipality of Anchorage, with the second largest footprint being the MSA, and then the third largest footprint probably being the state of Alaska, in terms of the scope of the project. Most of the work is going to be done within the boundaries of the municipality of Anchorage, but you are going to have those threads that are going to lead you outside of the city boundaries.
Yeah. Good to know. Thank you.
Another question, if you wouldn't mind, you know, especially with economic development initiatives, great report. You don't want it sitting on the shelf. You want it to be actionable and working for you. Who are the executors here? Are the stakeholders moving out into the communities and these groups that the other people mentioned appropriately? Who's going to own the need once these initiatives are vetted, maybe sold, positioned, you know, and, you know, can you explain a little bit about?
Emma, do you want this one or do you want me?
Take it away, Bill.
Thank you. So AEDC will be by far the most responsible. We are a leading business organization in the Anchorage economy, and we are key advocates for economic development activity in the traditional form. We're not an advocacy organization, we are an economic development organization that occasionally gets into advocacy. Having said that, the municipality of Anchorage is a key funder of our organization and a key partner, and we would be delivering these results and recommendations directly to the mayor and the assembly for the appropriate actions that we believe they will need to be taking under consideration and acting on. And then secondarily, the state of Alaska will be a key partner in this, in those elements that require state legislation, state policy implementation, and state expenditure of funds, whether it's in workforce development, capital project investments. That's where we'll be, but we will be the ones to deliver the advocacy on this report's recommendations to those key stakeholders. And of course, the federal side of things where appropriate. Federal is more about capital projects and maybe some legislation, but moreover, it's going to be the state and primarily the municipality.
Thank you, Bill.
Any further questions about project scope and conditions?
Emma, if I could ask another question. I see the word business attraction in this list. I don't see entrepreneurship, and I don't see the words remote worker, I think, in the RFP. And I guess I wonder if you believe that this plan is primarily focused on attraction or if it's focused on any form of job creation, investment, recovery, prosperity. Specifically, I'm talking about entrepreneurship.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. Thank you. Those are things that we definitely want to emphasize and initiatives that we've been working on separate from this grant for a long time. So yes, and I do just want to throw out there that this section in the RFP is not explicit or prohibitive. So as consultants, if you see gaps or you see holes or things that you think could be added to this list or beneficial or things on this list that you think maybe aren't the best for us to spend time and energy on, we're open to hearing your thoughts, comments, suggestions in your proposals.
Great. Thank you.
And if I could add, I just would like to offer that we didn't want to be exceptionally prescriptive in particular directions, because quite frankly, that's the way Anchorage and Alaska has been doing business for decades. We know what we know, and that's what we do. We definitely want to leave open, through the research process, opportunities for discovery for new clusters that could be developed for either on the workforce side or on the industry side, and the pathways necessary to pursue those opportunities. Is it a local entrepreneurship campaign? Is it a remote worker attraction campaign? What are the elements that may be missing in the economy, in the analysis that we should be focused on and looking to shore up, expand, create in some cases, that would be important as part of that strategy recommendation?
Thank you, Bill. Any other questions in this section before we move on to timeline? Okay, hearing none, we're going to move on to the timeline section. As you can see, we are hoping to wrap up our contract negotiations and have a selected contractor mid-November 2021, with the contract officially starting January 4th, 2022. We're hopeful to have a completed report October 1st, 2022, with room and time for any presentations or explanations with local partners, working groups, that kind of thing, wrapping up mid-November next year. This is open to conversation. Our grant term goes through the end of December 2022. So there is some wiggle room here. This is just our proposed timeline to start the conversation. Are there any questions about that or this schedule of key events here that you can see? Okay, no questions. Great. I do want to emphasize also that you have until the 22nd of this month to ask further questions if you think of things as you work on your proposals. And you can submit those to me by email. So we'll move on to proposal format. Pretty straightforward. This is our point breakdown. So of course, I'm sure you all know the drill. You know, work on the sections that have larger weight. Are there any questions about proposal format or narrative? Chris, do you have a question?
I do. I was going to let someone else jump in first. I have a question about the 7-page limit.
Sure.
I hear a laugh. So I've never seen that before, such a low limit on an RFP. I love that you want to be be concise and to the point. That doesn't give us much room to do anything but say, yes, we will do everything you require in your RFP, okay? And give you a little bit of information about us. Doesn't give us room to be creative. Doesn't give us room to be, explain how we might look at things differently than this RFP, you know, presents. So is that 7-page limit hard and fast, and we will be disqualified if we surpass it?
Good question. I think we are open to expanding the page limit. We are just trying to do a service to our advisory committee, as they're all volunteer based. Sure. So yes, we will consider a revision of that. And I will post an updated answer on our web page that I posted in the chat. So we'll put our heads together on that one and see if we can't come up with a change there.
I appreciate that consideration. Thank you.
Yep, no worries. Thanks, Chris.
So I was the giggle, Chris. Hi.
Hey, Kim.
So to add on to Chris's question, in coming at it from a unique response perspective, I know you mentioned that we can link to some case studies and some other things, you know, to kind of work with that page limitation. Are there limitations on, you know, that type of response or putting some of this into, you know, directing you to other places to get some of this information that's not necessarily hard written so we can focus on specific pieces in the short number of pages we're allotted?
Hi, Kim. No, there is no limit. If you would like to submit extras as addendums to your proposal, that's fine. That won't count toward your page limit.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any other questions before we wrap up? Okay, hearing none. I'm going to stop sharing my screen. And that's it. You all have the website and my contact information. Like I said, you have until the 22nd to ask further questions. Proposals are due the 30th by close of business, AK standard time. So maybe that gives some of you a little extra time. And yeah, Bill and I will be here if you need anything.
Great. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thank you, everyone, for participating. We deeply appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Emma.